This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Once again, this is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Dr. McLean. She has been in the field of health and healing since 1967. She has a BSN from Duke University School of Nursing and an MA in Counseling Psychology from Pepperdine University and a doctorate in Oriental Medicine from California Acupuncture College in Los Angeles, California. She has been practicing what she calls integrative Oriental Medicine since 1983. Dr. McLean, thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm really glad to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. So tell me, you say you practice integrative Oriental medicine. What is that exactly?
It's a term I made up. It's actually closer to what I practice than, I guess, traditional Chinese medicine because of my Western background and my background in energy healing and shamanic healing. I integrate so many parts of healing, you know, to what I do. I spent 20 years as a nurse, and I have, you know, the highest respect for Western medicine, and, you know, I know it does a lot of miracles, and yet what I practice is more, you know, of the natural medicine, but I do refer back and forth with physicians. I think that there's a place for both. So since I do use, you know, my Chinese medicine and nutrition and various forms of energy medicine such as pranic healing and Reiki, and I use essential oils and homeopathy and flower essences and, you know, just I'm also a hypnotherapist, so I use hypnosis and guided imagery, whatever's needed. And so I use that in conjunction with my acupuncture. And I love the acupuncture because it stimulates the body to heal itself. And to me, we're all self-healers. So all I do is, you know, help a person get in touch with their own healing process, help their body get in touch with their own healing process, and, you know, facilitate that, but they're really their own healer.
What would be an example of when to use what kind of medicine?
I think that that's the key, really. I think, to me, integrative medicine means both and not either or. And so with the Western medicine, I think it's wonderful for life-saving techniques. You know, if somebody, you know, say on the battlefield and they have wounds or they're in a car accident or, you know, they have a life-threatening situation, something very acute, I think Western medicine is absolutely necessary for that. I think that the natural medicine works really better for the chronic conditions, chronic pain, chronic disease, and also for preventive medicine. I mean, in China, when I went over there some years ago, they were practicing both, and I'm hoping that that's going to happen, you know, more and more in this country. For example, if a person went into the hospital, they would carry their own charts because their medicine is socialized, so they were responsible for their own charts, couldn't choose their doctor. But when they would go into a hospital, there would be one wing with Western medicine, one wing with Chinese medicine. The Western medicine would have the surgeries, the medications, the diagnostic tools, and the Chinese wing would have the acupuncture, the massage, and the Chinese herbs. So if it was not life-threatening, they would get to choose which side they wanted to go on. If it was life-threatening, then it would get chosen for them, and they would usually go over to the Western wing and have, you know, whatever diagnostic tools they needed or whatever acute medications or surgeries or procedures. If they got through that crisis, then they would send them over to the Chinese medicine where they would go into the prevention. Now, say if it was not a life-threatening situation, then they probably would be sent over, you know, for the Chinese herbs and the acupuncture and the massage. So they had a very intricate and very efficient system over there. So like I said, I mean, we're beginning to have some places in the U.S. now, some units on hospitals, some integrative medicine centers. Duke University is one of them, and since that's my alma mater, I'm really excited about that. Duke Integrative Medical Center, it's called. And they're springing up all over the place. So hopefully this will be, you know, a continuing trend that we have, because we really need it.
Acupuncture is still relatively new in the United States and still seems to have an aura of mystery. Would you explain what it does actually, how it works?
Well, I guess it depends on whether if I use the terms that Chinese medicine uses or if I use some of the theories that we've come up with in the Western world. If you talk to a Chinese person or a traditional acupuncturist, they'll talk in terms of energy, and they call it qi. And we have to have it to live. Every living thing has qi. It's the life force. And it flows throughout our body. It comes in through the air that we breathe and the energy around us and the food that we eat. And that's what keeps our body going. There are like rivers of energy that go throughout the body that, where they're like rivers and streams and creeks. And that's what takes the energy to all the different cells of the body to feed it. And along those rivers of qi are the acupuncture points. There are other some extra acupuncture points. There are a lot of acupuncture points in the body, but you mainly find them along these meridians. And each one will go to an organ and different body parts. So you can actually access the inside of the body through the acupuncture points on the outside, on the skin of the body. And I believe that they're in the fascia. They're actually at different depths of the body, but the main ones that we use, I think, are in the fascia, which is the lining of the muscle. Now, if you talk about acupuncture in terms of Western medicine, we will probably talk more about working with the neurotransmitters of the brain and the nervous system. And that the neurotransmitters really help facilitate the endorphins, the enkephalins, the substances that help us with pain and also balance us out so that we have that sense of well-being. A lot of those are actually found in the ear, and the ear is a system all into itself. I use a lot of ear acupuncture as well, and we use that a lot with addictions and with pain management. But the body points will also stimulate those neurotransmitters. The acupuncture points also have an effect, and this has been shown through different kinds of trials and tests, that it will affect the endocrine system, it will affect the immune system, and it also, of course, affects the muscles. And say you have a trigger point in a muscle. When the body gets injured, it will go into spasm to protect it. Over time, that spasm will probably relax, but you'll still have, a lot of times, you'll have trigger points, little spots in that muscle that are still in spasm, and you can't get enough oxygen and nutrients in there to heal it, and can't get enough waste products out. Everything gets locked in there. So when you put the acupuncture point in needle in the point, the body thinks it's a foreign invader, and to get rid of that foreign invader and to help the body resist it, the body will send in more circulation and more healing mechanisms, and that does bring in the oxygen nutrients and helps get rid of the waste products. And it will also, over time, if you have an acupuncture point and a muscle spasm, the muscle will eventually start relaxing to get rid of it, probably way back from caveman times when we didn't have tweezers to take a splinter out of our foot. We would step on a splinter or, you know, get something in our skin that we couldn't get out. The body would have a natural mechanism of relaxing around it so that it could eventually fall out. So I think the acupuncture needles kind of trick the body into calling its own self-healing mechanisms into that area.
Today we are with Dr. McLean, who has been in the field of health and healing since 1967 and has been practicing what she calls integrative oriental medicine since 1983, joining us today here on eHealth Radio's General Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. McLean, what kinds of problems do you treat the most with acupuncture?
Well, I tell you the truth. I mean, I live on the coast, and since Hurricane Ivan, and then since the oil spill, the Gulf oil spill, and the economy, which has hit us pretty hard up here on the panhandle, I have been treating a lot of stress-related problems, a lot of anxiety, depression, insomnia, and the stress will actually make everything else worse. It'll make pain worse. It'll make any disease process a person has worse. So I've been treating a lot of those things. And I've always treated a lot of pain problems, acute pain and chronic pain. I think acupuncture is one of the best things when somebody gets in a fresh car accident and gets a whiplash, because it's gentle, it's non-invasive, and yet it stimulates the healing mechanisms in a very gentle way. And unfortunately, we have been shut out now, the acupuncturists in the state of Florida, from being able to treat accidents. So we're hoping that we can turn that around. But anyway, I used to work with Dr. David Bressler, who had founded the first pain control unit out at UCLA way back in the 70s and 80s, and worked with a lot of patients with pain. And so I've done that ever since. And I think when people think of acupuncture, you know, a lot of times they'll think of pain, and it will work on chronic pain as well. A lot of times when nothing else works, I get a lot of people that, you know, have had a back surgery or several back surgeries or a lot of injections, and it didn't hold, and they were still in pain. And the acupuncture actually is very good with that kind of thing. We also can work on, a lot of problems, a lot of imbalances in the body, menopausal symptoms, allergies. We have a lot of that here on the Gulf Coast too. Sinus problems. It works very nicely with headaches, fibromyalgia. And I do see some fertility patients. That's gotten to be a lot more popular and well-known in either in conjunction with Western fertility treatment or sometimes, you know, instead of, if someone doesn't want to go that route. So it can work with in conjunction with Western medicine too. So I like I said, I work with a lot of physicians and psychologists in conjunction with the therapies that they are also doing. And it works beautifully with chiropractic and with body work. And in my clinic, we have all three, and they dovetail really nicely together.
What can a person do to keep themselves as healthy as possible? I'm sure the world would want to hear that message.
Well, you know, I think we all know the answer. It's just that, do we do it, and do we take the time for ourselves to do it? I mean, I remember, you know, back in junior high and high school in the health classes, you know, it was so boring, but, you know, we would hear over and over, eat a good diet, which has changed, and it's harder to do these days, but, you know, eat a good diet, get enough rest, get enough sleep, get enough recreation, have a balance among all those things, and have good relationships. Relationships are so important, for the nurturing of our own emotions and our own soul. So I think the nutritional part has just gotten really difficult these days with the GMOs, I think, are a big problem, and a lot of our bodies, I think, are reacting to those things because it recognizes that those are not natural to the body and it doesn't really know what to do with them. Try to eat as natural a diet as possible and something with as much life force as possible. So more and more people are juicing these days and growing their own gardens. And, you know, the closer we can get to organic, the better. You know, like I said, the chlorophyll, the live foods. And I've gone gluten-free. I'm staying off of wheat these days, and I think that that causes more inflammation. We're finding that acidic diets cause more inflammation, which increases pain, which causes more problems in every direction, you know, keeps us not from sleeping so well and being irritable. And alkaline diets are healthier for us, and those are actually, you know, the fruits and the vegetables and the seeds. So I believe in kind of like an 80-20 percentage. Like if we can behave ourselves 80% of the time, I will actually give myself some leeway, you know, 20% of the time to go back to some of my old comfort foods. I love ice cream, and so every now and then.
I do too, by the way.
Well, you know, that's what works for me. If I try, I'm not a purist. I'm really an integrative person. I mean, I'm moderate. And so for me, if I go too pure, then I start rebelling. Everybody has their own way of doing it. Some people need to go really pure, and that's the only way they can stick to something. So I think we're so unique, and each of us has to find out what works for us and use our bodies as a laboratory and make ourselves our own experts, empower ourselves with our own knowledge and, you know, studying as much as we can, and also finding what practitioners do work with us, you know, that empower us in our own healing.
Well, tell us and tell our listeners where they can find you online and also be in contact and pick up more information online.
Okay, thank you, Eric. I have a webpage, and it's www.spiritgatemedicine.com, and that's all one word. And Spirit Gate is the name of an acupuncture point that works beautifully with everything. It just brings us into balance.
In conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners, Dr. McLean, in form of a tip in conclusion?
Again, empowering ourselves. That is just, to me, that's the key. And making ourselves knowledgeable and open and learning from who we can and where we can. And then discerning, finding out what works for us. Making ourselves actually our own doctor and using the rest of us, including myself, the rest of us practitioners, in your own network of, you know, your own medicine and your own program.
We've been talking with Dr. McLean. She's been in the field of health and healing since 1967 and practicing what she calls integrative oriental medicine since 1983. And the website of reference, once again, is spiritgatemedicine.com. Dr. McLean, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.